What's up, Tom?
Hey, Tracy Lawrence. Tony Michaels here in the studio. And we also have our friend Josie Cooper from her home studio. Josie, say hello to Tracy Lawrence.
Tracy, good morning.
Good morning, Josie. How are you, dear?
I'm doing very well, staying safe at home. How are you quarantining?
You know, we're doing pretty good here. I feel very blessed. We actually, we're out in the country, so I'm a little bit removed from all of it. I'm able to get outside and work in the yard. And been doing a lot of honeydews around here, cut some firewood. I got me a new chainsaw, which I've been keeping pretty busy. Cleaned the garages out, planted my garden, all that good kind of stuff.
That's great. I grew up on a farm, so yeah, you kind of self-quarantine yourself all throughout the year sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you do. But typically this time of year, I would be on the road a whole lot. So I've been able to get caught up on a lot of spring stuff that usually gets by me.
Well, that's one good thing. Of course, we're so sorry to hear about your friend Joe Diffie. Oh my gosh, that was such a shock.
Thank you so much. It was for us too. I had just talked with him a week before they put him in the hospital, you know, he and I have been friends for a long time. We toured together many times, lots of shows together over the years. As hard as it's been, you know, the worst thing is that we haven't really been able to grieve yet. There's been no services. He was an Opry member, so I'm sure we're going to have a ceremony at the Grand Ole Opry House. So it's like you kind of put it in the back of your mind and you don't have to deal with it just yet, but it's terrible. I'm going to miss him terribly. He was such a talented guy and a dear friend.
Definitely. And you guys are, you know, 90s country and you're still doing it right now. We're so excited about your new song. Tell us a little bit about it.
When the Cowboy's Gone, I wrote this with Carson Chamberlain and Wyatt McCubbin, and I really loved when we finished the song. I was so proud of it because I just thought the metaphor of what the Cowboy stood for, you know, the honor, integrity from the John Wayne days, you know, the white hat, the good guy always wins. I just love that whole metaphor that was attached to the song, and I think it is really relatable right now in the times that we're in. I think we need honor, integrity, and structure and discipline. We need a defining line between right and wrong again these days. It seems like we're just spinning out of control.
So growing up, Tracy Lawrence, for you, who was the guy wearing a white hat that you could always look to for inspiration and someone that was doing it the right way? Growing up, who was that for you?
It was always George Strait. George Strait was one of those big influences when I was about 12 years old that was really life-changing for me because I got so into that Texas sound, that early record that had Unwound and Amarillo by Morning on it and all that early stuff. I was really, I just fell in love with that music. You know, Haggard was a huge influence on me too. I really basically learned how to play guitar and sing playing old Haggard records. They were a little bit simple, you know, two or three chords and most of them were very straightforward. So he was a huge influence on me as well.